Well, this is Lon Woodbury, educational consultant in North Idaho, and welcome to what I call In Their Own Words, where we interview various people that are working in the network of private parent choice schools and programs for struggling teens. It's early November, and I have on the line right now John Winton. He's a co-founder of Breakwater Expedition, lives and works out of Sandpoint, Idaho. Well, welcome, John. Good to have you here.
Yeah, thanks, Lon, so much for inviting me along.
Okay, well, what are you doing now? Tell me sort of the short version of Breakwater Expeditions, and how does it seem to be going?
Things are going incredible for us. We're now just approaching our two-year mark as a company, and the real exciting things are the people that we're able to attract to help us pull off some phenomenal parent-child family programming, and we're starting to dive into providing some gap programming for young adults and teens. In addition, this year has been a real growth year in terms of doing trips, getting out to our destinations, and really coordinating with a lot of schools and programs throughout the industry.
Okay, well, you work a lot of expeditions, wilderness type of work, and you work with young adults, 18 and older. Are those correct? Both those correct?
Yeah, we work with a myriad of different age groups. It really just depends on the population that we're contracting with, if it's a school or program. And as we're offering individual programming, it can be either teens or young adults. Obviously, families are mixed, Lon. Mm-hmm. And our course areas, range from Bahamas to Alaska, and then we've got seven other here in the lower 48 of the United States.
So how does that work? Say a family has a problem, they have a struggling teen or something like that, and they'll call you and say, we need help. What would you offer them?
What we would first figure out is what's a good time for doing a family adventure. I think when looking at family adventures, timing's the utmost importance. We would look at that time and see what we have offered throughout the year. We would put them in contact with our clinicians and the lead guides for the trip and start working towards getting the family ready for the experience, letting them know what they're going to expect, and then setting up a plan for follow-through, whether they're working with other schools and or programs or professionals in their local area.
Okay, well, that gives sort of a bird's-eye view of what you do. Well, tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you get to this point to where you took the risk of establishing or founding your own business? What kind of background did you have, educationally and work experience?
Right. Well, I won't go too far back too long, but it really, started back when I was young. My parents sent me off to different varied programs, and that's non-therapeutic programs, and experiencing trips throughout the summers and whatever not when I was young, starting when I was 10 or 12.
These were pretty much outdoor type of things?
Outdoor types of things, yeah. And actually, I did Knowles and Outward Bound as a kid, and just had an opportunity to really feel what the power of nature is and the power of a group. Eventually went to college at Radford University, got my outdoor degree there. Really knew at that point that I was going to focus in on the therapeutic aspect of guiding. Straight in 1996, I went to work for Project SOAR. And then San Diego
that's
State
in what,
University.
That's where, in North
that's
Carolina?
That's in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Yep. It was my first, experience with students that were right on the cusp of, how they were doing. And then came out to San Diego State University, then up in here to North Idaho, and I've worked with schools and programs up here for the last, roughly 16 years. Through the process of working for wilderness programs, I realized that, there truly is a value in not only working with the kids, but, the parents need to be part of that process at some point, because there is a family system. So, I don't know, it's probably 9 years ago where I can really remember Lon sitting on the side of a hill and wondering that question, where the families are. I worked for Boulder Creek Academy. I worked for Northwest Academy doing their adventure programming with students. about 7 years ago, started to do family adventure trips as director of Boulder Creek Academy's programming. And just the things that happened within those experiences was absolutely incredible. We were doing up to 5 trips a year, and I knew that I had to coordinate with some of the top industry-leading professionals and bring this stuff to the forefront, because it is that important to bring the whole family system.
Okay, do you work primarily with families now, or do you take occasionally an individual, or how does that work?
Our last year, we did about 12 expeditions this last year. Two of them were family trips, and 10 of them were student trips. So the family piece is starting to take hold. It looks like for 2013, if things come in as placed, hopefully we'll be leading another 5 family trips this next year. So it's really, it's different. Primarily we're doing student-based programming for schools and programs, though the family piece is starting to take hold. The reality is there's a lot of nerves around, you know, family members coming in and joining in on the experiences. However, those who are actually feeling the power of and getting in it and building it as part of their culture, it's growing. It's growing with those entities.
Okay, well, what directions do you hope to grow the Breakwater Expeditions? What do you, in about 5 years, what do you hope to be doing? What kind of kids? What kind of expeditions?
Really, the goal of this whole entity of Breakwater Expeditions is to collaborate with some of the best of the best staff that have been there and done that and worked in this field forever, and to create a new venue for them to come and work their specialties and their expertise to be able to affect families, young adults, and teens. And I really see us falling in a unique area within, you know, this marketplace, where we're not necessarily a wilderness program and we're not necessarily Knowles or Outward Bound, but there's so many kids and families that could use something that stands in the middle of that. And it's really important that the right people are in place to be able to do that. And I really see our gap programming starting to build. I see Breakwater Expeditions, you know, going out to eventually work with veterans. I see Breakwater Expeditions continuing to work with young adult cancer survivors like we are currently with True North Treks. And I see us possibly even having an educational component where we can assist schools such as University of San Diego that we'll be working with, and allowing their young graduates to be encompassed by some of these true professionals and to learn more about group dynamics and group experiences.
Okay, well, that sounds like pretty ambitious, but 2 years into it, sounds like you've got a good start.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been fun. It's been fun, and we're feeling really good about where we're at.
Well, that's the important thing. If you're not having fun, then it's too much like work.
Yeah. Depends on the day, depends on the trip.
Oh, I can imagine.
But it's been great.
Well, thank you very much for taking your time out of a busy schedule to talk with us a little bit. It's been very enlightening. I've enjoyed this. And we've been talking to John Winton. He's a co-founder of Breakwaters Expedition, Sandpoint, Idaho, and just described a little bit of what he's doing and what he hopes to do. This is Lon Woodbury, educational consultant. I reside in North Idaho. And this is a part of a series that we call In Their Own Words.